The Wimbledon tennis tournament reaches its midpoint this weekend in England, and it will proceed to its conclusion with no seeded American men. Indeed, not many high-seeded players are left in the men's tournament at all. Marat Safin, Andre Agassi, and Pete Sampras, the second, third, and sixth seeds, all lost on Wednesday. Today, 19-year-old American Andy Roddick was ousted. Stefan Fatsis, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal, joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, will any familiar names be left standing?
It doesn't look like it at this point. Who's left in the top 10? There are two players, the number one seed Leighton Hewitt of Australia and the number four seed Tim Henman, the perennially favored British player in England. They'd love for Henman to get to the finals and win it, which the English have been waiting for years. But the real issue here is that Sampras and Agassi are out. They're the ones that run men's tennis, essentially, and keep interest high in the United States. Sampras looks like he's winding it down. He hasn't won a tournament since Wimbledon 2000. He's gone 29 tournaments without a victory. Grass is supposed to be his specialty. His annual pilgrimage to a Wimbledon title is always something we look for. He's won seven of them, but he lost to a clay court player, which is very unusual. Agassi is 32 years old. He's still ranked number three in the world, but he was taken out pretty easily by a Thai player who's ranked 67th. Now, I think it might be too early to say that the end is near for either of these two, especially Agassi. Who's still been playing well, but the men's tournament has a huge void.
Isn't that kind of a humiliation for Andre Agassi to be beaten by someone who's ranked 67th?
And to lose so early in a tournament, it absolutely is. All of the top players have a tremendous amount of pride, and they know that the public expects them to advance far in these tournaments. But the real issue on the men's side is that it's got a lot of depth. Fans don't often realize that the reason that you've got so much parity at the top is that all of these men hit the ball extremely hard now. A lot of them have overpowering serves, and on a surface like grass, which is what the tournament is played on at Wimbledon, speed is an advantage. Grass is very fast. It's a great equalizer. So you don't have a huge gap between the top 10 players in the world and the rest of the field. On the women's side of the tournament, it's just the opposite. You've got 10 good players at the top and not a lot of depth. I think you can attribute that to big gaps in strength and ability in the women's tour.
Well, wasn't it just a little while ago that it seemed that the women's side of the sport was suffering some setbacks, the first setback in ages, really?
Yeah, Jennifer Capriati had a little meltdown. She got into a fight with Billie Jean King over practice at the Federation Cup, a big team tournament, an international team tournament. Martina Hingis has been injured. She's not at Wimbledon, and she hasn't played in a while, and a lot of people thought that would hurt the women's tour. And the Williams sisters' dominance was starting to seem like it could overshadow everybody else. But summertime is for healing. Everybody loved it when Venus and Serena Williams played each other in the French Open finals. Anna Kournikova gave the English tabloid something to write about this week. She threw a little tantrum during an interview with the BBC. And you can see the dominance of the women in the fact that CBS and the U.S. Tennis Association this week announced that they're going to show and play the women's final at the U.S. Open in September in prime time for the second straight year. It got huge ratings.
Meanwhile, the men's side of tennis has been facing some other issues as well.
Yeah, business issues. The tour is still trying to recover from an episode last year in which its main sponsor, it had hired a marketing firm to sell all of its sponsorships, ISL, and this company ended up going belly up. It left a lot of tournaments struggling to find sponsors, and it raised a lot of questions about the marketability of men's tennis. So they're trying to recover from that, and that's not easy.
Well, thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, Lynn.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.